is to allow them to sign the either side of the paper, as long as they got all the information on both sides. Is that correct? They have to have the printing that says what this is all about. It just can't be a blank piece of paper with signatures. They have to have that little part up there, don't they, that says...
Right, Mr. Chairman, the paper would also have to be of a sufficient quality as determined by the Secretary of State to ensure that signatures could be verified.
Okay, fine. Now, that's really all the Hamlin amendments do, nothing more than that. It takes an awful lot of printing here to do that, though. All right, is there any objection to adopting the Hamlin amendments? All right, then, it's so ordered.
Still ready?
Now we have...
Possment.
At the Isham Amendment, you see the second power,
what's the power
language from the original bill? Oh, that's just the section numbers, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that just goes without understanding. The section numbers and other technical ones will go ahead. Then the Isham Amendment is the Secretary of State shall publish and file as a public record a summary of statements filed at a cost at which the Secretary shall establish by rule.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I'd like to revise that a little bit, say at a cost not to exceed the per unit cost of publication which the Secretary of State shall establish by rule. In other words, they would charge what it cost them to publish it.
Well,
the present language, they could charge $100 to.
Yeah, but how do you know what a publication is going to cost 4 years down the line?
Well, they've estimated that it would be $25,000.
Well, that language, Mr. Chairman, is actually not needed if you're familiar with the public records law, Chapter 192.
You can only charge so much.
We can only charge our actual costs, so it's really redundant.
Okay. It's not needed.
Then the McMurdo amendments are also dealing with the same thing. And they're really essential to the Isham amendments, aren't they?
You have to choose one of the other.
Move the amendments.
Oh, aren't they both the same?
I think they're separate.
Oh, okay. Let's start. All right. The county.
That's a good team.
I think I could run through what the amendments
were. Okay, would you do that for us? Because
as
I
recall,
can't see what you're doing.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Isham wanted us to continue publishing exactly what we publish now at the cost of whatever it would be and simply charge that amount to anybody that wants it, which would be a rather large amount. I didn't realize that that was submitted as actually amendments to the bill. So if you want to do that, you would simply add the type language at a cost with the Secretary of State, which Secretary of State shall establish by rule. You could actually delete the file as a public record, and then you would restore all the rest of the language. That means we would be printing the bound summaries of contributions and expenditures. What Secretary of State is proposing is that it would read as follows: the Secretary of State shall publish and file as a public record a summary of the statements filed with the Secretary under subsection 1 of RS 260.072 for each election and make the summary available to the public. Then we would delete the rest of the language and indicate that the summary would be only the total contributions received and expenditures made by the candidate or committee during the particular election period. The same requirement in existing law with respect to a county clerk would be modified to accomplish that.
That's what we were attempting to do in the beginning, and what the budget group attempted to do, was to
right.
Get you out of publishing the books that nobody was grabbing except candidates, and months after that, as one, but you did want that there would be a permanent record kept, not one that would be destroyed. So that, your amendments are to do that. The Isham amendments are to just continue publishing, only charge for the
book. They wouldn't have to have as elaborate, publication they do now, but they would have a publication.
The book part is the cheapest part. Putting the thing together is all the money.
I also wonder whether or not, as I mentioned, if we were to attempt to charge the public what in fact it cost us to produce that, of course, doesn't help our budget. But this is a minor part of our budget, but I don't expect we would sell very many of them.
Not when you can go in and get it all off of a Xerox.
And we're talking about probably a cost of $20 to $25 a copy.
That went up from 18 yesterday.
Inflation, things are going up fast.
But you're going back, but also you wouldn't be printing them.
That's correct.
Well, I was just trying to help save them some time, because I think a lot of people without these publications would be in rummaging through their files, or at least requesting.
Well, they do, because this doesn't come out until months after the election. The newspapers that they're in to publish are right in there, and they get all the stuff right out of the file, and you and I go in to get it all out of the file.
No, I don't. I just use the publication. That's
well, how can you use the publication? You don't see it until... You haven't even seen the one. When did you just publish the one for the last election?
We have not published it.
You have not published it yet.
They're waiting for this bill to pass.
No, it just doesn't come out that soon.
It will be published.
It takes all of that.
Maybe we need to put a new publishing date in here, just before the next election.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I would move the McMurdo amendments, knowing that we went through the same discussion when the budget was presented to us, and I think we've kind of at least ought to make a run at that approach, knowing that the committee put a budget together.
It's been moved that we accept the Secretary of State's amendments.
Which one is that now?
That's the one that says that they will keep the permanent record, but they don't have to publish the... But the public record's available for you if you want.
Yeah, you can get them, it's just they don't publish that.
I know, Mr. Chairman, if I could. Mike and I voted together twice today, and I was sort of hoping we could have a home run. But I really think the public, especially those who are interested in elections, are not going to have as free access to find out who's paying for what as far as contributions go. And I just think it ought to be available to the public.
No, Mr. Chairman. Statement was that the compiling of the records is the real cost, and the printing of it is a secondary or a minor cost. The $25,000 figure that you used, did that include the compiling of the...
That was the total amount budgeted for the next biennium for that summer.
For the printing?
For the total thing.
Go ahead, Dale.
Well, if you're going to do the compiling of the information anyway, that's part of that $25 cost?
Mr. Chairman.
So the printing does not total $25,000?
No, the printing is in there also. What we would not be doing is hiring an extra person to get the material camera ready, which we had done this session, and we have every election since then. What we would do is use existing staff and simply take from each report we have totals that we've already compiled for purposes of audit, probably hand type them out on a piece of paper, and have something that could be filed and Xeroxed and given to people, but nothing elaborate as we now do and are required to do.
It seems to me like you can go to quite a bit of work whether you actually put it into a printed form or not.
Not necessarily, though. When you go in right now, and if I want to find out if you're worth your salt as a politician, you go in and get your opponent's slip so you can find out exactly what the... What you do is get everything he filed. They just go right through and give it. And it tells you every nickel he's got, or every nickel was spent. That's the one the press goes in, and they get that. The one that he puts out is one that's isolated. You pull out only the $50 contributions. Is it 50 or 100?
100.
100 now. It used to be 50. You just haul those for 100 or better. It doesn't list the debts, it doesn't list all the other things. It's really worthless. It isn't even accurate. It can be $10,000 off on a $20,000 campaign. And,
did Mr. McMurdo admit to that?
It can be off for two reasons. It's misleading with respect to measures because sometimes contributions necessarily are added in twice. And they have to be. It's not accurate in that it only goes through the post-election period. It doesn't really tell you anything about his debt, a deficit, and how that deficit is paid off. So in that respect, yes.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's not accurate, too, because you probably, it's not accurate. at least you've got the publication. It reminds you about all those wonderful sores that you've got over the, and where those sores, where you got those sores. And I don't know whether that's good rationalization or not, but I think whenever I get that publication, I always read it, and I don't think I would read it. I don't think I'd go to the trouble otherwise to figure out who's paying for what.
I think it's just, you know, just a source of public information that, you know, I hate.
I think
the purpose of reporting this information is so the public would have it easily available. And now we're going to make it more difficult for the public to obtain that. And the only reason we're collecting that data is...
How many copies do you put out again?
Like 1,500.
Now, that isn't very much public. And they have stacks of them down there, and I know they're, that I've been, and I don't know how the rest of you, but you usually get one when you come up here, and you go down and pick up another one, you know, we'll end up with two or three of them, and that's not very much public that you're dealing with. At $2,600,000.
We typically have a primary election then when the legislature convenes. I remember the displeasure of passing out one in 1977 was totally erroneous. Prepared by my boss's predecessor. Then in general, the general election we try to have done by June, so they are not particularly timely.
Well, I remember the time that mine was put out, my first come to the Senate, and I had very lengthy in the morning when you get up to talk.
Remonstrance,
yes, because here was Sam DeMintz, and I'd run against him, and he was, it showed him spending less money than I spent, and he had spent almost double what I spent. It was nearly $30,000, and I was really PO'd because I had all the stuff, and here was the Secretary of State's, showing how inaccurate it was. And then when I started that, then there was a half a dozen others that started to look at it. And the whole thing was a mess that year. The Secretary of State had to come down and apologize. And, well, we went through all kinds of
actions.
If you remember 73, some of you might remember that.
You got a chance to give another speech.
Mr. Chairman, I really think it makes sense that we go with having the things published. I think it's, even if not very many people read them, I think it's... it's a public record, it's available, and I think, you know, it ought to be distributed more widely. It ought to go to libraries, it ought to go to newspapers and so forth, but I guess it doesn't. But it seems to me that having the compilation, as inaccurate as it may be, is educational. It's educational. I know when I get it, I usually look at my campaign and my opponents and then just run down and look at the rest of them and see what I can learn about who's doing what in the state in terms of investing money in campaigns. I think it's... good to know.
Well, the motion before us is to adopt the Secretary of State's amendments. You want to call the roll?
Now, is that the one that calls for the publication of them?
No.
Okay.
Yep.
Senator Rubin?
No.
Halleck Hartung?
Aye.
Meeker Potts?
Aye.
Hal Thorne?
Aye.
Trow?
No.
Wingard?
No.
Eichen?
No.
Ricker?
Aye. Motion failed.
Move the Eichen.
Move the Eichen. This is the charge for the books.
Is that the charge for the books?
How much?
Charge?
By rule. They don't charge from them.
Okay, not excessive.
All right. The Eichen, motion before us is to accept the Isham amendments.
Mr. Chairman, did I understand Greg to say that they are governed by the public records law? Can't charge more than it costs to produce, but it costs $20 to $25 to produce?
Well, we'll just take a figure of $25,000 and divide it by 3,000 copies. I can't operate without a calculator.
Well, $25,000 and 1,000 publications, $25 a shot. That's what it is. I'm sure I'm going to go buy one for $25 when I can go down to the Secretary of State's office and get the accurate information for a Xerox copy.
Well, that's 15 cents a page.
They can reduce that charge by printing more. He said most of his cost goes into pulling together, not to get it printed anyway.
If I had an outdoor crapper, I'd buy it for toilet paper, because it's pretty good quality stuff for that.
Mr. Chairman, now you're going to pull this information together anyway, aren't you? So why don't we just figure out what costs actually in addition to print it to charge that much for it?
Well, we would not pull information together in the form that's required by the statute, no.
You'd pull a lot of it together anyway.
We'd pull totals together.
Now, is it going to be a lot more expensive to synthesize the information and then print it?
No.
Other than what you're already doing?
It would be easier to synthesize it, to just give you totals, which is what we've proposed, but what you just voted is to say, no, we want the detail like we've been doing.
Okay, but you've got the detail already, right, in each individual one? Mm-hmm. So all it's a matter of putting them together in some kind of form and printing them, right? Mm-hmm. Now, can you figure out what the expense is for that part of it, and then charge that?
Yeah.
Can't we have that in
Greg,
your
would it be
motion?
Easier if you just published the whole thing as you got it, too, and didn't have to sort it out, would you?
No.
If you just published the...
I don't think so. One of our reports, in fact, the Secretary of State's report was 194 pages long, and I don't think you want that distributed in Xerox times 1,500 for the election.
I remember she reported every... contribution, even though it's 25 cents.
Well,
some people do that.
I do that. It's easier to put down every contribution than it is to.
That way you have a record of their name and address, sure, too.
Than it is. Well, I just get it up there. I don't ever have to worry about making a mistake or anything else. I'm not ashamed of giving $5.
What happens if no one buys it? Even though you're charging what it costs for it.
That was going to be my question to the emergency board.
That means then we got to go back.
Well, I would prefer that we didn't charge for it, but I was trying to offer compromise.
Well,
Mr. Chairman, if this isn't published any longer, the newspapers that have had it, used it, and looked at it, they're going to be the first ones to editorialize and to begin to close up government. Begin to withdraw, the information is not available.
The only place I would beg to differ with you is that this is, the newspaper doesn't use this one. They use the one that's put out by UP and AP right after the election, because this one comes out, well, like I said, you haven't seen the one for last fall's election yet.
We need to put a time limit on that one.
All right, the motion is the Isham amendments. Call the roll.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to vote for the Isham amendments. They're going to cost $25 a piece, because nobody's going to buy them. That makes sense. There's some way we can figure out that they cost less than that.
Well, I think they could.
I don't think
they could produce a less costly document.
I vote aye.
Senator Carton?
No.
Meeker Potts?
No.
Cal Thorn?
No.
Tro?
No.
Wingard?
Aye.
Isham?
Aye.
Ripper?
No. Motion fails.
How do we get back to the status quo?
Just repeal this
section?
That's
where we are.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're going to be at the status quo easily. In that you can simply repeal what you want to do to the printed bill is delete, and I don't know what the lines are. The lines that have reference to 260.255, and in the relating clause, also delete, and again, this isn't numbered, the reference to the fact that that section is amended. That will restore current law.
All right. The motion is to delete.
Chairman, before we do that, I think it's fair to point out that, or maybe I should ask the question first. The budget clearly has had funds deleted for the publication. So if we don't try to find a cheaper way, you're going to come to the emergency board for some money. Now, that's an expenditure limitation. The source of that is general fund dollars.
General fund dollars.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I just think it's ridiculous. The information is there. Give it a try for a couple of years. I'd like to move the Secretary of State amendment one more time and see if we can't get it out of here. I just think it's ridiculous and we can always change it if it's going to cause that much trouble.
Greg, what's your total general fund budget for printing? It's well over a million. Isn't it?
Yeah, well over a million.
And
so
every
over
bit of
a million
has to
just
be general fund.
Because of what?
It's over a million solely for reason of the voter's panel.
Mr. Chairman, and what does it cost to print the number of these you've been printing each year?
We're estimating 25,000. For the next biennium, which is one election cycle, one primary.
You printed 25,000 of these?
No, $25,000. We print roughly 1,500 of them.
I see. And that's just the printing costs.
Well, the printing and tabulation costs. They have to hire somebody to come in.
But that's the total cost of actually putting the
part-time employee they hired.
That's the total that we cannot absorb. I mean, there's some time of mine that might go in it or someone else's.
Didn't you request that this be deleted from your budget?
No, it was one of our decision packages that the Ways and Means Subcommittee took out.
I don't know, that's what he said. I mean, you don't want to do this function regardless, isn't that right?
It's our position that the thing does not really serve its purpose for the amount of money it costs considering the state of the general fund right now.
So the answer to my question is yes?
What was your question?
You said you don't want to perform this function. That's
not to the extent that it's specified in the statute. I don't mind preparing the summaries that we suggested earlier in response to Senator Powell, because I think that is valuable information.
I just feel the same way as Senator Burbidge and some ways some other people expressed that I don't think it's a good time to, or any time is a good time to start excluding this kind of sensitive information from the public. I think this law, along with many others, were passed at the time when we were talking about open government. To me, like this is a step in the opposite direction.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask how many copies of you published 1,500? How many are left prior to the recent review of campaign contributions and whatever, you know, the situation we're going to do with the Ethics Commission? Okay. Do you have any rough idea of how many stayed down in your office and were?
We generally, Mr. Chairman and Senator, as I recall, and looking back historically before I worked for the Secretary of State, we generally run out of.
Okay, so you usually used up about the 1,500 that you published.
Oftentimes, people come in wanting to get information for several years back for campaign purposes, and we sometimes don't have them for a primary election or a general.
They aren't mailed to other than legislators?
I don't believe we mail them to legislators. We do place
I
one
think
on your
we
desk.
Get them.
We get them.
We
get
oh,
them.
We used to get them anyway.
I think we started practice placing them on your desk when you were here in session. But I don't recall that we have mailed them out.
So they aren't mailed to anyone. If anyone wants one, except for the question, I think you mail them, but that's not worth debating. You don't mail them to other individuals or...
Unless requested.
Mr. Chairman?
I'd have to disagree with Dell's comment about this is the wrong time to make this kind of move. It seems to me that as far as public information, the newspapers are on a big kick of, you know, investigative reporters. They will dig into the very minute details that you can't find in that green book anyway. And so other than just of general interest, I don't see that they serve any good purpose to keep us honest. So I think we ought to try to save that $25,000.
I'd move it again if you'd
take it. All right, the motion is to adopt the Secretary of State's recommendations and amendments. Call the roll, please.
Senator Burbidge? Armstrong?
Aye.
Meeker? Paul?
Aye.
Powell? Thorne?
Aye.
Trow?
No.
Wingard?
No.
Isham?
No.
Rupert?
Aye. That wasn't a very good idea. I'm sorry, Jack.
See, I love it, Mike.
I love Mike Sells, a three-legged horse. Maybe we finally got
Well, Mr. Chairman, I want to explain my vote if I could. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind doing this if I were the Ways and Means Committee and I could consider all the budget and do all that work. But here I'm stuck. I want to save the money, but I'm stuck with a philosophical problem. And you can start trading those situations if you're on Ways and Means. But to have us just come with this one question, I think it's unfair to have to deal with it that way. And I'm not trying to be obstinate. I appreciate Mr. McMurdo's dilemma. I'd like to help him out.
I think that one of the things that I suppose in what you're talking about that everyone should be aware of is that the Secretary of State's budget has just been astronomical leaps. And they have had a whole series of things to try to cut down, especially printing. The cost of the voter's pamphlet, if you want to compare it with what it was 6 years ago, is I don't know how many times, but it isn't just any inflation rate, it's just many, many times over. We've loosened it up and we got, so it's almost useless because there's so much in it that nobody can read it. You know, you can have 20 pages of arguments, I guess, if people want to buy it for $50 a page, whatever it is, on any measure. And then by the time you put the county measures in, and it's just getting to be prohibitive. She's been trying to find different ways to cut down. She's been looking at a total printing bill because that's her greatest expense. And this is only part of it. We've had a series of bills in trying to say that we would limit the arguments on issues. And we had one that was going to cut down some on Multnomah County's, how they could put it. But we had the bills right in here by Multnomah County to add another 20 pages and went through. I don't know whether they went through both houses, but and then you and I have to pick up the tab, and that's the part that everybody's complaining about, because the printing is just enormous. And I just was trying to explain what their position or their role is, and they had a series of bills in this trip to cut down on printing costs, not only this, on the voter's pamphlet, on the size of the voter's pamphlet. They had what was the mailing thing you had? You had something else anyway. There were several different areas to try to cut it back. I don't know how successful. Have you got any of them approved?
No, as a matter of fact. That's why I don't.
And so you're going to have a budget. You just got to pour more millions in. You know, people talk about savings.
The rest of the bill, Mr. Chairman, is merely to correct an internal reference, and that's on the last page of the bill. It's not a substantive change. It was caused by the election recodification last session.
Well, let's try once more to take out section, all the references to 260.255. Would that do it?
Right, that would retain status quo.
Okay. Is there any objection to doing that?
What's that?
Retain
status quo. Leave the status quo. Bring it back to what it's doing right now.
Any good conservative.
Where is it? Any objection to doing that?
That's all right.
All right, then, is The motion then before us that Senator Eichem is going to make is to send out House Bill 3038 as amended to the floor with a new pass recommendation. Would you like to take the roll, please?
Senator Herbig, Halleck, Harshaw.
Aye.
Meeker, Hawes.
Aye.
Powell, Horn. Trow.
Aye.
Lingard.
How many votes you got?
We just adopted.
The big vote.
What's the motion on sending it out?
Sending it out.
The status quo in the publication.
I got five questions to say to you, or you got one?
It's your first.
Oh, aye, I'll help you get out.
No.
Aye.
Meeker.
Well, it's not necessary. It's a local government or for a normal government.
Lingard wants to carry it, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I think, yeah, well, yeah, I think that can go through, can go to one.
Are we finished?
All of us are saying, all of us, yeah, so.
I don't think so.
It's getting late. I don't know whether we want to go through one more election bill or not.
I can see that. I can lay close.
Well, we have a lady here who wants to talk on one of the bills. Which one was it? Louise Cox, is that it? That must be in 2418. What was 2418? The vote by mail. All right, 2418, Mrs. Cox has come up and she would like to testify on that. So would you like to come forward?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I am Louise Cox and I am from Albany. I am opposed to House Bill 2418, voting by mail. I believe a person has a right to a secret ballot.